Do you ever hear spoonwood or spoonhut, the laurel, the rhododendron, the mountain laurel?
I've heard that last two words, but not right around here.
And what kinds of berries would people get around here?
Blackberries, dewberries. The blackberry has a smaller seed and it's sweeter than the dewberry. Strawberries. A few people have some blueberries that they've ordered. But I mean, you're talking in terms of native berries?
Well, no, just about.
There's blueberries and another berry. I can't think of what. Boysenberry.
What about one that starts with an R?
Raspberries.
Do they grow around here?
I've seen a berry lady down there had a vine. They never did do very well. She didn't have too good luck with it.
You saw some berries and didn't know what kind they were. You tell someone, you better not eat those. They might be
poison.
And what kinds of bushes or vines will make your skin break down?
Poison oak, poison ivy.
How do you recognize those?
I've been around it. There's a difference in the shape of the leaf, and I can't tell you, but when I see it, I can tell you the difference.
Are they vines?
Yeah, vines with a particular shape leaf. Ivy, I believe the leaves are probably a little slicker than the poison oak vine.
You'd say a bee stung me in my hand.
Swelled up.
And it's still pretty badly.
Swollen.
And if a bee stings you, your hand will...
Swell up.
And he'd say, I'm glad I carried my umbrella because we hadn't gone half a block when it
started raining.
And if you didn't know where someone was born, if you wanted to know where someone was born, you might ask, where does he, what from?
Where did he come from, or where did he originate from, or where were you born?
And you'd say, he wasn't here on the train last week. He
came in on the train.
Okay, and he has what to this area? He has
moved to this area.
Okay, or he has
come to this area.
And you say it was so cold last night that the pipes
bursted.
Okay, because the water
froze.
Huh?
Froze.
Okay, and I was going to wrap them, but they had already
bursted.
Because the water had
frozen.
And you say if it gets much colder, the pipes will
freeze
and
burst.
If it's cold enough to kill the tomatoes and flowers, you say last time we had a
killing frost.
What if it's harder than that?
Call it a freeze.
Okay. Is that what the difference is, the temperature or what?
Yeah, I would say so. You know, sometimes in the fall here, we won't have an early frost, like, you know, autumn, and frost a little bit, and then the next time it'll be a little colder. I have seen the first night it get below 32 degrees, maybe 30 degrees, and it just killed everything dead, where sometimes it'll just kind of scorch it a little bit, kind of make it look like it's been close to the fire after the sun comes out.
Say if you wanted to go to a movie, you might ask, what time does the movie
start or begin, or when do they open the show?
Okay. You say it must have already
started.
Or it must have already, using the other word.
Must have already started, or must have already opened.
Begun. You say 10 minutes ago it
begun.
If a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind about something, she'd say, well, I have to ask.
Is somebody else or my husband?
And he'd say, talking about her, I have to ask.
My wife.
Any joking ways that they refer to each other?
Old lady, old man. Some of the older people say, well, I got to go ask Paul, or I got to go ask Ma.
Do you ever say that?
No.